it's true what you heard. I'm still in the La Quinta Inn. Oh, no, I have not been molested yet. No, I didn't spend an extra night. I'm doing two shows at once. So, actually, I did this show right after the one you heard yesterday. That's true. It's today. It's a new day. It's Tuesday, as far as you're concerned. It's Tuesday. So, I'm going to pretend it's Tuesday. It's really not Tuesday, but I'm going to pretend it's Tuesday. Little Hollywood trick there. Hey, everybody, this is Martin Zender from the La Quinta Inn and Suite. Suites, this isn't a suite, I'm in an inn. If that's the only choice, you have an inn and suites. I'm not in a suite, so this must be an inn. I thought it was a room, but it's not. It's an inn. I have not been molested yet. Do not disturb sign, I guess in Spanish, you don't say do not disturb, you say no moleste. Don't molest me. Please don't molest me. Call me names, throw sticks and stones, but do not molest me. God provided for me today, long drive. I'm going to be in Fort Lauderdale tomorrow with Waylon and Regina Dabbs, great, wonderful saints, shown me hospitality in the past, and they're going to do it again. At least that's the rumor. So I'm looking forward to that. I will be broadcasting from there. I broadcast from there last year, and I'm going to do it again this year as we finish up the book of Hebrews. We're in chapter 13. Now we're in verse 9 of chapter 13. By varied and strange teachings, be not carried aside. Strange teachings. I wish Paul would get more specific there, because there's a lot of strange teachings going around today. You have to beware of them no matter what era you're in. I'm going to tell you what I think these strange teachings were. We're going to get a clue here at the end of verse 9. And you could take a clue from this. This particular verse is not just for Hebrews. Well, it is in the context, but I'm going to apply it in a massive way to all of you. By varied and strange teachings, be not carried aside, for it is ideal to be confirming the heart by grace, not by foods. Interesting phrase, isn't it? Confirming the heart by grace, not by foods. Who would want to confirm their heart by food? Can you imagine that? You get together with people, let's confirm our hearts. Okay, I got the chips and dip. I got the sausage links. What's that for? We're going to confirm our hearts. We're going to do it by foods. No, we're not. We're not going to confirm our hearts by foods. Let's do it by grace. How about that? Why does this even need to be said? That's a little irritating. By which those who walk were not benefited. No kidding. By which those who walk were not benefited. What a surprise. People who walk according to taco chips and dip and sausage links were not benefited. Unbelievable. And yet, there have been in the past religious services and ceremonies that they thought food would benefit you. Oh, I was raised in the Catholic religion, and they told me that that piece of bread, that flat little wafer, was going to benefit me. No, these are externals, and maybe food, I don't think it's a figure of speech. I'd like to think it is. I really would. I'd like to think there's nobody out there who would think that they would confirm their heart by food, that they would go to the grocery store to confirm their heart. Honey, why are you going to the grocery store? I'm going to confirm my heart. I need to confirm my heart. And to do so, I need gummy worms. And I need potato chips. And I need pretzels. And I need them little pepperoni slices in the handy little Ziploc package. Confirm my heart. I'm going to confirm my heart. Let's have a barbecue. Why you want to have a barbecue? I'm going to confirm my heart at the barbecue. That's weird. I don't get it. So the strange teachings here refer to have to do with physical gratification. Let's just put that as the general term. Now, I do think it's literal here, but if you expand it, it does have to do with being gratified with fleshly things. And in the temple situation back when Israel had their feasts and ceremonies, you know, food and drink really was a part of it. There was the wine offering. There was, of course, the meat offering. The sin offering was was meat, and the priests were to eat the offering. So a lot of the ritual did have to do with food. So I'll give Israel that. God did introduce that to them. Not that food was the centerpiece, but knowing Israel, they made it the centerpiece. And I noticed that people who want to be Jews today, they are really into the ritual. And I remember an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm I saw recently, you know, with Larry David, the co-creator of Seinfeld, and he's a Jew, and he often depicts Jewish things in that television, HBO television series. And the cedar, or is it the Seder? It's the Seder. Cedar, that's what you make those chests out of. Okay. The Seder, that's the Jewish feast. Or take the Passover, for instance. It centers around food, and you have to get just the right foods. And on the show, they were his wife, Larry David's wife on the show, was a Gentile, so he was always telling her how to prepare the Seder and how to do it right. And what do you mean you don't have this kind of food? We have to have this kind of food. So it's very focused on meals, just like Thanksgiving here. Thanksgiving in our culture is very much based on food, and you get gratification. It's not Thanksgiving unless you have a turkey, unless you have mashed potatoes and sweet potatoes and pumpkin pie and pineapple pie, pizza pie, pumpkin pie, mince tarts, and pecan pie. And so the Christianity, I talk about this in my book, How to Quit Church Without Quitting God. Christianity is very food-centered, very gratification-centered. We give thanks because we're gluttons. We give thanks because we can go to the grocery store and stuff our faces with all manner of crap. But that is not, there's no benefit to that. And so the Hebrews are told to turn away from it, to be confirming their heart by grace, not by foods, by which those who walk were not benefited. Verse 10, that's enough of that, right? We have an altar from which they have no right to be eating, who offer divine service in the tabernacle. This is a very strange saying indeed. And all I can say about that is, in connection with Christ's sacrifice on the cross at the actual crucifixion, there's no sacrificial meal associated with that. The whole temple system, yes. But now the Hebrews are being directed toward the crucifixion of Christ, the death of Christ, the greater high priest, and there was no sacrificial meal. He personally was the sacrifice. He personally. Now, in the old days of Israel, they burnt the sin offering outside the camp, the offering that was made for sin. And we're going to get to this. I think this is very interesting, this outside the camp stuff. And I want to save it for the next show, for Wednesday's show, because there's much to say on this. There's some parables about outside the camp. Outside the camp is literal as far as Israel was concerned, because they did take that sin offering. It was so bad. It was considered to be so heinous. They burned it outside the camp. So did you get that transition I made there? It wasn't very smooth, but the transition was from the food that belonged at one time to their ceremony, and it still belongs to Jewish ceremonies today. It's become the centerpiece, what you serve. They're graduating from that to grace and to spirit, and to remind them, they're looking to a new chief priest, Jesus Christ, and there is no ceremony, no food ceremony involved with his sacrifice. So they're being led away from, they're being invited away, encouraged to leave physical gratifications and to come into grace. If this is true for the Hebrews, this is way true for us, way true for us, because Paul is weaning us from physical gratifications. We don't have any ceremonies. We never started with any ceremonies like the Jews did. We never started with feasts, Passover, Pentecost, tabernacles, feasts based upon the agricultural cycle in Israel, which was based on food growing and food being eaten. We never started there, so we don't have to be as careful. And yet we do, because Christianity adopts these Jewish ceremonies. I had a friend come over to visit us in Michigan, and he said his son wants to become a Jew, and he signed up for the program. And I don't know, he had himself circumcised for the love of Jesus. And of course, the next thing he's going to be doing is going to the grocery store for the Seder. And he's going to be shopping for lamb for the Passover. And this becomes the ceremony. The ceremony becomes the centerpiece. The ritual becomes the centerpiece. Even in Christianity, you do certain things at certain times, and everybody eats, and they have a meal, and they do this, and they do that at certain times, and that becomes the comfort. That becomes the centerpiece. That becomes the thing you know that you're close to God because we ate this meal. We're close to God because we were in this building. We're close to God because these people who were with us last time are with us this time, i.e. Thanksgiving, Christmas, Christian festivals. Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Easter are the Passover, Pentecost, and Tabernacles of the old Israelite day, only completely perverted, based on food, based on sugar, based on indulgence, based on the flesh. And not only that, but Israel has lost all meaning, all understanding, all remembrance of what these feasts were supposed to point to. They point to the Christ. He already came. He came apart from feasts. He's the fulfillment of everything. And they go back to the primitive. Just like Israel in the wilderness wanting to go back to Egypt, they want to go back to the ceremony. They want to go back to the comforts of the habit of the ritual. Now, if I'm not recommending that for them, and I'm sure not recommending it for us. Paul did his greatest work in jail when he was done healing people, he was done working miracles, done raising people from the dead. It was now Paul and Christ. He said, "The Lord stood with me." The Lord, everyone else had forsaken him in jail, and I doubt he had a Thanksgiving meal. We're saved by grace. Grace will establish your heart, not Fritos.